Okay.
A good memory.
Famous, famous last words.
Yep. Next case, please.
The final case of the evening is number 11,958, Anita Breslin, seeking a variance from the buffer requirement, section 115-194.1E6 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located approximately 2,000 feet south of 9-foot road on the southbound side of U.S. Route 113. The 911 address is 32602 DuPont Boulevard, Dagsboro. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 233, Map 16, Parcel 26. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Specifically, the applicant is seeking to allow shorter plants instead of large trees in the 20-foot buffer that's required by the combined highway corridor overlay zone.
Sorry. It's just the two of you. This gentleman's going to speak as well. Just there to help. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Thomas Rudlaw. And my address is 411 South Maryland Avenue, Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay. I'm Robert Palmer. My address is 23318 Cedar Lane, Georgetown, Delaware. Okay.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Palmer has horses.
Yes, sir. I came in on Sunday.
Ah, good.
All right. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you for hearing this at such a late hour. I'm going to do something a little different than I've seen tonight, and I'm not sure, you know, how these hearings go, but what I'm trying to show you is a visual effect of what I do. I'm a boat dealer. I sell boats. I service boats. We just purchased a property on Route 113, which we want to be able to show boats, sell boats, and service boats. I'd like to discuss my past briefly so you know where I came from. I do have Sussex County roots. I grew up in Lindley Trailer Park back in the 70s. I worked for Bob's Marine 73, 74, and 1975. During that time, I saw how happy people were getting their boats and how proud they were of those boats, and that's what led me into a career in the boating industry. So, moving forward, I started my business in 1986 in Wilmington, built a store in 1999, changed the name of my business from Rudy's Outboard Service to Rudy Marine. And at that time, where is that picture? At that time, at 1999, I built this building here. The reason I put this picture up is yes.
Just so you know, we're going to have to submit that into the record until the...
So you
want to
take a picture of it or something?
No. The whole thing.
The whole thing. It has to come into the record.
And can I get it back?
Yep. You can get it back, but it we would have to have it in the record. Just so you know.
Not a problem. I was told after the fact that I should have had everything.
That's okay. I just want to make sure you know you weren't taking it home.
No problem. But the reason I brought this was to just show you the business I did in Wilmington. If you can see, the boats are very clean, organized, straight line. Everything is shrink-wrapped and very organized. And that's the type of business I would bring to Route 113. Move forward to this past year. We brought this business on. We purchased this piece of property, and we're now trying to move forward with it. And... what I want to do in this area, and what this hearing is all about, is creating jobs. Your decision is going to decide how many jobs I create. Simple as that. We'll be able to build this business because it is commercially zoned property. The coverage that you put in front of those boats is going to have a direct impact on how many jobs I can create for this community. High-paying jobs that pay taxes, that pay gross receipt taxes, that have residual effects on more jobs in the community. Every five boats that this business puts out creates one more job at that facility, which creates 3 more jobs for the community. So every 5 boats sold creates 4 more jobs for the community. This facility will start out with 10 employees. Every additional 5 boats, because we projected this facility would sell about 100 boats in the very beginning. Every 5 more boats that are sold, you're going to create 4 jobs for this community. The jobs in this particular facility are very high-paying jobs. Very high-paying jobs. So these people will be buying homes, and they will be an asset to the community. So it's very important when you're looking at what we're doing that we're really trying to create jobs. So you say, well, what the heck does that got to do with a buffer? It's got everything to do with a buffer. So when you are looking at boats, when you're driving up the road, all of you have done it, you see these boats here, just like that one. And what do you do? You go, wow, there's boats there. What do you do when you go home? You're talking to your friends and neighbors. You say, I saw boats at that place. Or you saw that in front of those boats. That's the difference between the number of additional boats that can be sold and created. You say, well, maybe they can go buy them somewhere else. No, because this area is growing dramatically. And these people want to be able to purchase these products. And every single person that does not come into that particular facility could be lost forever if they go to another place, have a bad experience, and so forth and so on. So the bottom line is, what we're trying to do is we're trying to create jobs just by reducing this buffer back. We would prefer to have just grass. And as you'll see in our display as we move forward, that most of the businesses on Route 113 are just grass buffers. There is no trees or bushes or, you know, all these other things that are going on. We already have over a 70-foot setback off of Route 113. 20 feet of buffer puts us 90 feet plus off the road. So a boat that would be very visual somewhat will be very diminished because of the distance, and then trying to look through trees and trying to look through bushes. So the bottom line is, if we can have a facility where people can see it driving up the road, where their wife looks at it and says, hey, there's a boat there, we should go over there and take a look. They tell their friends, they tell their neighbors, and the residual effects moves forward. I'm going to, I'm not an expert. I'm going to leave the rest to my expert, which is Robert Palmer of Beacon Engineering.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
To talk a little bit about the site plan, and what I'd like to do is just very briefly, I know that the issue at hand is whether or not to consider a variance to the 20-foot landscape buffer requirement. And I'd like to correct a couple of things that Mr. Rudloff had said. The reasonable use of the property, being a boat sales service facility and a permitted use, the property's unique in that the right-of-way of Route 113 being a principal arterial highway is 200 feet wide. And the highway, for whatever reason, when it was laid out and constructed, was constructed on the easterly side of the right-of-way. So from the, and I apologize, it's a little difficult to see on the screen, but from the edge of the travelway back to the property line here is actually 87 feet. So 87 feet plus another 25 feet for the setback for boat sale or boat displays. They're supposed to be 25 feet off the property line, would put us 112 feet off of the highway. And at 60 miles an hour, that what was that kind of thing. We have submitted the site plan before. We have submitted it for preliminary site plan review, and we'll be heard before the Planning Commission on next Thursday, I believe, the 11th. And the uses that Mr. Rudloff is proposing here, there's a he's compartmentalized each one of his business uses in order to be able to build the property in phases as his business continues to expand. Currently, he has two locations, one on Maryland Avenue in Wilmington and the other at the Boat Hole at Love Creek. And when I finish up my presentation, I'm going to have Mr. Rudloff talk about how the Boat Hole exceeded his expectations for demand. So assuming that demand continues and his normal growth continues, you'll see this property continue to develop to ultimately what you see here, which is out front we have a sales room, and then there's a parts area. There's spots for pull through and boat staging, and then we have there's four service areas, one there, one there, one there, and one there. We have an upholstery shop out front for repair of canopies and whatnot. We have dumpsters in the back for trash screened from the highway. And then we have, for now, what are considered outdoor detailing pads. Depending upon how that sector of Mr. Rudloff's business develops, he would, those may be covered with fabric awning type buildings, not unlike the salt barns that Del Dot uses. And then these two pads here would be storage facilities. Again, fabric covered buildings. There is, because of the value of the inventory and whatnot, Mr. Rudloff is proposing a security domicile on the front of the property, and you'll see toward the back of the property in the AR zone, this property is split zoned. The front half is, or the front third rather, is C1, and the remainder of the property is AR1. We're currently working on the site evaluation for the septic, and one of the two potentially approved septic areas is up toward the front, and then the other septic area would be toward the rear off of the parking where I'm showing, where I'm circling. Again, I said that we went before Planning Commission next Thursday, and one of the requests of staff was, because we hadn't been before the Board of Adjustment for our variance request, they asked us to show something on the plan to comply with the buffer requirement. And so we showed approximately 130-foot buffer to the north and 150-foot buffer to the south. And as Mr. Rudloff had indicated, his request would actually be to revert that to turf, which is basically the type of buffers that exists up and down the really actually all three corridors, Route 113 and Route 1. So I'd like to talk about the character of the neighborhood and how boats are displayed. And so we have some generic photos that have been taken about Sussex County to show successful boat ownership. As you can see, the boats are off of the property line, neatly and orderly stored along the highway for passersby to see. Here's another vantage point of the same business. Again, you can see the boats are neatly stored, laid out, signage out front, buildings in the back, similar to what we would propose. And here's a third boat display, and pontoon boats being a larger boat. That's actually one of Mr. Rudloff's main product lines. This is a boat dealership on Route 113, about 7 miles south of Mr. Rudloff's property. And you can see again, there's kind of an orderly display of the boats off of the edge of the road. That's kind of speaking to the character of the neighborhood. I'm not sure how to go back, but basically you could see the buffer in the buffer was a turf buffer. Here's a very well-established car dealership in Georgetown. It's actually just outside of the corporate limits. Again, you can see the buffer here is turf to allow for display of their products so that passersby can see the new limited edition vehicles and such. More character of the neighborhood, and you'll see this photo is actually taken standing inset of the property. This utility pole here actually represents the property line, so it's rather difficult to see from this vantage point, but that that basically shows how far off of the how far back the boats would actually be. This shape here represents Mr. Rudloff's property, and this is looking at the business across the street, which, as you can see, there's not really a buffer there. This building, this business is just to the north. It's a little bit closer to Dagsboro, but still out in the county. Very well known, very clean business, nice orderly property, but again, no buffer. This is the property immediately to the south of Mr. Rudloff's property. I believe the front building is vacant, and there are buildings to the rear that are used, and that property is located approximately here. This property is this actually used to be, a package store, and it was turned into a tire changing business. Mm-hmm. So there was a use change here. I believe the gas pumps, the self-service gas pumps in the back, they're still operational.
Yeah.
And that property is actually on the northbound side, approximately here. Again, character of the neighborhood.
That's down in Frankfort area.
Yes, sir.
Dagsboro.
Yes, sir. Yep. There's a contractor shop a little bit further south, a lot closer to Frankfort, but still out in the county. It's kind of hard to see the point, but that business is located approximately here, about a mile or so south of Mr. Rudloff's property. Again, the character of the neighborhood is that there are no buffers. So I guess to go through the questions, to answer the questions, that for the requirements for granting a variance or considering a variance. The property is unique, as I indicated. We have a great distance from the property, from the edge of the highway, that if we were able to have purchased a property on the easterly side of 113, we would have been in a much, much higher visibility, much better visibility area. Requiring the landscape buffer would further limit the visibility of the property. Boat sales rely on product visibility and creating an inviting and pleasant customer experience. By blocking the outdoor displays, by blocking the products that Mr. Rudloff sells, would create an unreasonable hardship for Mr. Rudloff, because it would put his business, as he indicated, he would still be able to develop, but his likelihood of success, his opportunities for success would be reduced, because he would be put at kind of an unfair advantage, because his product wouldn't be visible. And we believe that would restrict reasonable use of the property. This condition wasn't created by the applicant through the alignment of 113 by what was the State Highway Department back when 113 was constructed, through the development of the zoning ordinances and zoning the front half of this property as commercial C1. And then with the advent of the overlay zone in 96, it kind of created the perfect storm for this kind of a paradox to occur. And I did do a little bit of research and saw that there have been other instances where variances to the overlay zone have been granted in specific cases. So we don't believe that this would alter the character of the neighborhood. Again, there are many, many businesses up and down 113 that have no buffer, either because they're the business predated the overlay zone and was, I guess, non-conforming, or the use change occurred and that use didn't trigger this section of the ordinance. So we believe that this is the minimum variance that should be granted to allow reasonable use of the property. And I would like to bring Mr. Rudloff back up so that he can talk about his expansion. I said earlier in my presentation that he has outgrown the boat hold. So if you could.
Yes, I leased the property at Love Creek Bridge Marina, which formerly was known as the boat hold. And we outgrew it in 2 years. We went to maximum capacity within 2 years. So that means our services are definitely sought after. That's one of the reasons we decided to purchase this property and invest in Sussex County. I believe in Sussex County. I believe the job growth here and the people that live here will create an atmosphere where we can expand and grow and help the community hand in hand. All of our employees are going to be paying taxes. We're going to be paying gross receipt tax, and we're going to help the community as a whole by building a business like this. We're going to go locally to the high schools, and we're going to create programs to try to bring young people into this industry so they can get the same type of career that I was afforded when back in the 1980s and 1970s. And those career opportunities are not available to a lot of young people in this area. These are good paying jobs, they're high paying jobs, and these will create jobs for the future. The boat technicians of the future we will create. And this area is expanding dramatically with all the homes that are being built. These people are coming to this area, number one, because Delaware resorts are a very pleasant area to come to, but they want to get the resort lifestyle. They want to have the boat, they want to be able to go to the beach and that kind of thing. If we don't create businesses that will support these communities and create these jobs to support these people, we're going to fall behind in this type of thing. New Jersey is a perfect example of that type of thing. In parts of New Jersey, these communities are falling behind and people are moving out and actually coming to Delaware. And I think that we can really create jobs in Sussex County, Delaware, good paying jobs.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we'll have any questions in for you. We'll start with you, Mr. Hudson. Do you have any questions for these gentlemen?
Mr. Palmer?
Yes.
You mentioned that if the property had been on the east side of 113, that you wouldn't be in this situation with the overlay. For the record, would you comment on that?
Yes, sir. I may not have spoken completely clearly. And Mr. Hudson, what my intent through those comments were, on the westerly side of 113, our closest boat display would be 112 feet off of the edge of the travel lane. And by placing a 20-foot wide, densely planted landscape buffer that the overlay zone requires, we would effectively be closing the blinds and not creating the inviting experience that this is a selective type purchase. It's not like going and buying a car. People don't have to go out and buy boats. So every person that drives by, if they don't see it, they won't stop. And so my comment to it, had we been successful in finding a suitable property on the east side of 113, we would still be saddled with the densely populated or densely planted overlay zone buffer, but because we would only be 40 feet off of the edge of the travel lane, we would be much closer. So the likelihood of someone catching a glimpse at 60 miles an hour would be greatly increased. So that's what I meant when I said that if we were on the east side, we would have been in a much better position.
So there's a difference in the overlay from the east side to the west side?
No, sir. The overlay is the same. It's that the highway is actually built off-center.
Okay.
So it's a 200-foot wide right-of-way.
Okay.
The highway is roughly 100 feet wide, but it's slammed all the way to the right, to the east.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Mr. Ritter?
No questions.
Mr. Whitman?
No questions.
Yeah, I've got a couple. I'll try to make them quick.
Okay.
I'm trying to get a handle on what is actually being proposed, because when I look at the ordinance, you're required each 100 linear feet of the buffer yard, which is what we have, you're required to have not less than 22 plantings, and it has a list of what those are. And when I look at your drawing that's been submitted, it looks to me like there's proposed to be some landscape buffering to the north and to the south ends of the property,
yes,
leaving
sir.
The middle without a landscape buffer.
Yes, sir.
Is, and I take it that's what your proposal is today?
No, sir. Our proposal is to only to use turf to grass as our buffer. The reason why we showed any landscaping at all was in an effort to appear before the Planning Commission. Mr. Rudloff has a very, very tight build schedule, and so we're trying to kind of do two things at once,
So it was presented to the Planning Commission with those buffers there, but there was no intent of those buffers being the final product?
No. We showed those in order to... We weren't permitted to appear before the Planning Commission if we didn't show the buffer. And so because of the way the meeting schedules occurred, we're appearing before the Board of Adjustment first to determine whether or not a variance can be granted.
So you haven't been before the commission?
No, sir. Next Thursday.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. So to kind of finish what I was saying, Mr. Sharp, in the event that the board favorably grants Mr. Rudloff's request, we would resubmit our site plan without the landscape buffer. If the board rejects Mr. Rudloff's request, then we would again revise the site plan to comply with the board's directive.
Can I interject something?
Sure.
I had a meeting with Janelle, and she suggested this is what we do. We weren't really sure, so she said put that on there so they can look at it and go to your committee here and let everyone make the decision. Because we weren't sure.
Sure, and it's not like this comes up regularly. I mean,
right.
This is kind of a unique thing, and I know
yes.
from the board's perspective, we don't see this very often.
Right.
And that's one of the questions, because I looked at your plan here, and it shows some landscaping, but, you know, in theory, it would be landscaping all the way across, with the exception of some limited areas. And this is... got less than that, and what you're presenting is you don't want any of it at all.
We would prefer to have a turf grass front like you saw in the pictures. Yes.
Is the area for boat display going to be the entire width of that front of the parcel, or is
no.
it going to be okay? If that's the case, then is there a reason why having the landscaping at the north and south ends would not be appropriate? Does it block your visibility if somebody's driving?
It's twofold. One of the things is it just cuts the sight lines. It's not in character with everything else that's going around there. So no matter which way you're coming from, when you ride up the road and look, it just cuts your sight lines. Boating is a very visual experience. If you're buying a boat, it's an emotional experience. Every single eye person that looks at that counts. I don't know which person is looking and which one's going to miss it. It's very important. to go back to my old, my other store only ever produced 18 jobs. I could never make it over that threshold. And the reason is all those jobs are produced from advertising and on the internet. There's no visual aspect to my store in Wilmington. I could never get over the 18 job threshold, doesn't matter what I do. And that's because that's as much as you can squeeze out of an advertising market. When you have a visual aspect to a store, it creates a whole new category of customers where they talk to their friends, their associates, people they know, kids see them, go, hey, he's buying a boat. That creates a whole new visual aspect. Every screen that you put in cuts that out. And what the bottom line is, it stops, it cuts jobs. The more boats that we can help people with, the more jobs we can create. And I'm being very conservative with only 3 jobs per one in our facility. There's other studies that show many more.
I understand that this board, you know.
I know you don't, it's, you don't consider that, but it does make a difference.
It's sure kind of get,
it does make a difference, but no, I understand that.
Now the right-of-way area, the between your front property line and that, I think you said 84 feet 87 feet to the edge of 113. Is there any vegetation, landscaping, anything like that in that area?
No, sir.
Okay.
There's no vegetation permitted in the Delmont right of way.
Okay.
And Mr. Sharp, if I could go back to your previous question about the boat sales, just the boat display area. I've kind of drawn, I don't like using this thing, but I figured I'd take a shot since there's no one here to laugh at me. that red area is what we were proposing for the boat display area. And that's because this area here is one of our septic areas, and we can't really park anything or use that land.
So just so that we have it in the record, the area to the north of the southern part of the landscape area to the south side of the entrance.
Correct. That was where we came up with that 130.
Is the fear then that if you put the landscaping as proposed, that if you were driving on the southbound lane coming towards the property, the northerly, the northerly landscaping would block the view of the boat sails, and if you're driving on the northbound portion of it, the southerly landscaping would block the view of the display.
What do you think?
Yes, not only the display, but also the buildings.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm ready.
Question. On your application, were they making you put large trees up? I mean, you were asking for a low plant. In your application, you had to put large trees up, did you?
Yes, sir. We would be required to put up, I think it's 1.5 or 2 inch caliper tree. But that's not really the cost of the landscaping isn't really the issue. It's simply the trees are there's. And I apologize, I don't remember off the top of my head exactly what the code says, but there's a certain number of deciduous and evergreen trees. And so the concern would be that
too big for
yes,
that.
Sir.
And I saw you had low plants instead of large trees.
Yes,
but, so you don't want either one of those, you just want grass. Solid.
Yes, sir. That's
okay.
Correct.
And Mr. Workman, the code says a canopy forest on an average of 12 deciduous or evergreen / conifer trees and 10 shrubs per 100 feet. So that would be kind of what the code envisions that 100 linear feet to look like. What would be in that?
Well, what size trees would that be?
It doesn't say a size, but
conifers
and deciduous trees. So
conifers are like Leyland cypress.
Leyland cypress. That would be a tall tree.
5 foot. So.
That's a tall tree.
Yeah, I think the idea there is you'd have a mixture of tall trees and shrubs.
Yeah, which would only block their view then.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. Hearing no further questions, then Chair will entertain a motion.
I don't know if, Mr. Chairman, if anybody's for or against.
I thought. Yeah, because then I come to you.
I think we were asking questions to the applicant. Oh, he did?
Yeah, I did. Oh. That's okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? We get 1, 2, 3, 4. Would you like to speak, sir? OK, Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Y'all get talking, you don't hear what I'm doing, so. I'm gonna start calling on everybody, because we'll all get confused or get me confused.
And I guess, board members, as you...
Wait a minute, I got a motion, I'm waiting for a motion.
I was just gonna say, as you consider your motion, as to how much of, you know, that you would wish to grant. It can be all, or it can be part, whatever.
If you table it.
Or not.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the applicant has, can at least convince me that there's a unique situation in that the highway doesn't lay in the full 200 feet, which sets their property and display area back further than obviously the other side of the highway or other areas and places. That combined with the fact that they're what they have to sell is not something that is, you know, for your home or goods and or services, but in so much as it's actually a product that does get displayed on the outside, very much similar to cars and such. So I think, given those situations, that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant in that, you know, they have that 87 feet to deal with, being back away from the highway to the property line. I don't think it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood or permanently impair the appropriate uses of development of the adjacent properties. And I think it's a minimum to afford relief to allow turf. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,958.
Okay, may I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,958. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,958 is approved. Okay, gentlemen, that's
thank
everything
you so
before.
Thanks,
you're welcome. Before us?
Well, this is early.
We need this one.
Okay?
Right?
Yep.
We will.
Okay, let's take them down here.
Alrighty, and there being no further business, we're open for adjournment.
Make a motion, we adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have one of these today.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried, meeting adjourned, subject to call.